From grief to new love and relationship guidance. Finding love once is a blessing, but finding it again is almost miraculous. That's the story of couples therapist Amy Morin, who experienced both fairy tale romance and deep grief. After losing her beloved first husband at just 26 years old, Morin endured a painful decade of darkness before finding love again. Now happily remarried and living on a sailboat, she uses her personal experiences and over 20 years as a therapist to help couples build stronger, more resilient relationships. In her work as both an individual and couples counselor, Morin has encountered many challenges: blame games, attempts to change each other, and desperate efforts to find validation at a relationship's end. Initially, she was reluctant to do couples work because she believed that most people sought therapy just to get permission to divorce rather than to save their relationships. However, over time, Morin realized that we all have a deep need for connection and that our relationships impact our mental health. Whether dealing with anxiety, depression, or trauma, individuals often need support and communication from their closest relationships to heal. The key to improving relationships is breaking harmful patterns and eliminating common bad habits. Like personal growth, progress in relationships is not always straightforward and requires effort and commitment. While not every couple should stay together, we all can positively influence our relationships. By focusing on our growth and resilience, we can model the change we want to see in our partners. With consistent efforts to adopt better behaviors, we can overcome past hurts and build healthier connections over time. Reconnection after years apart. Relationships can be challenging. Even couples who love each other deeply can find themselves feeling disconnected or stuck in conflicts that seem impossible to resolve. This was the situation Maria faced. After being happily married for over 30 years and raising 3 great sons, she found herself feeling lonely and distant from her husband Luis, now that the kids had moved out. Maria and Luis had always put their children's needs first and didn't focus on their relationship. With the kids gone, the weak foundation of their marriage became clear, and Maria didn't know how to fix it. She wasn't comfortable with deep conversations and was afraid that bringing up her feelings might cause more arguments. But she knew she couldn't ignore the problem forever. She wanted to reconnect with Luis and regain their closeness. Research shows that the happiest couples address problems together, even when it means having tough conversations. They work on strengthening their relationship instead of just focusing on unresolved issues. With support from her therapist, Maria found the courage to invite Luis on small outings, like going to a play or having dinner at his favorite restaurant. Luis accepted, and during a hiking trip, he even shared his concerns and regrets, opening up in a way Maria had been hoping for. Build a stronger relationship. Maria discovered that she could rebuild her relationship with Luis, not by blaming him for being emotionally distant, but by creating opportunities for meaningful interactions. She learned that tackling issues constructively involves using "I feel" statements, taking responsibility for her role, and listening to her partner's side. It's also important to thank your partner for sharing their feelings, and to be willing to delay discussions if emotions run high. With more quality time together, Maria and Luis started to reconnect, talking about their hopes and fears for the future. Maria let go of her past resentment and finally felt the true companionship she had been missing. It's never too late to address long-standing problems, nurture your relationship, and build new ways of communicating. Be compassionate with yourself and your partner, and work together to make things better. Hidden costs of secrecy in relationships. Oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive. This famous line by Walter Scott warns us about the problems that come from lying and hiding the truth. As adults, we often find ourselves tangled in a web of secrets, big and small. Autumn felt deeply hurt when she saw charges on the credit card for a web content service called OnlyFans. Her husband, David, had been secretly subscribing to several accounts, including one from his college ex. When Autumn confronted him, David dismissed her concerns, saying she was overreacting, and that he didn't realize she would be so upset. But Autumn couldn't just ignore the fact that David was secretly looking at other women online. She struggled to trust him again, doubting whether she was still attractive to him or if he still had feelings for his ex. David was slow to take full responsibility, but he eventually agreed to couples counseling. With the help of their therapist, he admitted his mistakes. This honesty was crucial for Autumn to start healing and rebuilding trust. Secrets always come with consequences. We hide things to avoid conflict or judgment, but this secrecy creates doubt and stress in relationships. It takes a lot of effort to keep secrets, and they reveal underlying issues in the relationship. Research shows that secrecy often happens in relationships that are already damaged. Strong couples face challenges together rather than hiding them. If you think your partner is hiding something, or if you are hiding something, don't panic. Start by discussing what should remain private versus what should be shared. This conversation can set clear expectations and avoid future misunderstandings. Each couple has different needs, so find what works best for you both. Path to honesty and healing in your relationship. If you have kept something from your partner, think about why. Are you worried about judgment, or do you fear losing something you enjoy? Understanding your reasons helps you come clean and create a space where you can be honest without fear. But honesty alone isn't enough. After revealing secrets, it's important to take action to fix the damage. For example, if you've been dishonest about finances, make a counseling plan, promise to be transparent, and maybe let your partner manage the finances for a while to rebuild trust. Facing long-held secrets takes courage, but the honesty and renewed closeness that follow are worth the effort. With patience and care, you can overcome even the most deeply hidden issues and build a more open relationship. Relationship challenges. Jillian, a 35-year-old teacher, felt desperate when she started couples therapy with her husband Marcel. They argued constantly about chores. Marcel ignored the mess while Jillian felt disrespected doing all the cleaning. In their first session, tensions ran high. Jillian called Marcel a slob, and he labeled her a drama queen. Michael and Paul faced a similar challenge. Stress wore down their once special relationship, replacing romantic nights with mundane routines. What Michael used to find charming in Paul now annoyed him. Over time, couples can focus on flaws rather than what initially drew them together. Falling in love floods the brain with euphoric chemicals like dopamine and oxytocin, making partners seem perfect. But as life settles, the initial thrill fades, leaving stable love that may feel less exciting. Therapists suggest revisiting what sparked love initially. They gave Michael and Paul a task. Each listed what they loved about the other. Sharing these lists revived their appreciation. Michael admired Paul's bedtime stories for their kids. Paul appreciated Michael's calls to his mother. To reconnect, focus on the bigger picture. Amid daily challenges, recalling what first sparked love can strengthen bonds. Share memories of how you met. Plan stress-free dates to create new joyful moments. Celebrate each other with heartfelt gestures. Remembering why you chose each other helps navigate life's challenges together. Key points. 1. Finding love again after loss is a journey that requires patience and resilience. 2. Relationships improve when partners communicate openly and support each other. 3. Tackling issues constructively helps rebuild connections and strengthen bonds. 4. Secrets can harm relationships, so honesty and openness are vital for trust. 5. Recognizing and addressing long-standing problems can revive intimacy and companionship. 6. Celebrating what initially brought couples together can reignite love and appreciation. 7. Building a stronger relationship involves shared experiences and mutual understanding.